Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 3:08 here on this Monday, April 7th, 2025. How's everybody doing? Yeah, I had a long weekend. Sorry about that. But it was the little guy's first birthday, and I had to be there for it. It was good. Long trip. Put on like 900 miles this weekend. But it was a nice break. Hard on the body, but those long trips take longer and longer. But like I said, worth it. You only turn one once, so we had to be there for it. It was a great time. He's basically got an amusement park in his house now with everything that he received. So Papa had to help put everything together, and we got that done. So how's everybody doing? Hopefully you relaxed. It was not as nice weather-wise here as it was down by me. It was 85 and sunny every day. Even as coming back home yesterday, even in Philadelphia, it was in the 60s. And by the time we got here, it was in the low 40s. And I woke up this morning to snow on my deck. So I had done with that. Hopefully my wife's still working because she said if there was snow when she woke up in the morning to leave for work, she was leaving all her jobs, and we were moving to Virginia Beach. So I didn't see her home when I left to come to the office today, so hopefully it was just an idle threat, and we'll still be here this week. Other than that, lots of things going on here, and we're going to get into a lot of it. I have Gian Gialorenzi coming in today at 5 o'clock from the Lackawanna County GOP to talk about their spring dinner, an event that's going on that I've been asked to MC. So we're going to be discussing that great event at 5 o'clock today. We're going to start off with something that happened in Scranton. Well, actually, we're not going to dive right into that. We are in a second because it's all kind of intermingled here. I just saw, if you do not know, we've been talking about it all week, the Chili's in Dixon City. Today was their grand opening. Well, it appears that the mayor of Scranton is now attending, has attended two ribbon-cutting events outside of the city of Scranton. Music for the Bazooka factory that left Scranton to move to Music. She was glad-handling and smileys all there. And now in Dixon City for the grand opening of Chili's. All I can say is tell me you're running for outside of Scranton office without telling me you're running for an outside office. You would think someone in the Scranton media scene would specifically ask her, because she is running for mayor of Scranton re-election again. Has anybody asked her, do you plan on fulfilling your term as mayor of Scranton? Simple yes or no answer, right? Well, we'll see that. You also had the event, this hands-off event, this week. And there were some special guests, and everybody was there smiling to meet the special guest. Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, current member of the House, was in town for an unrelated event and showed up to partake in the hands-off. Now, let me kind of give a little background on how these things usually work. And not saying it did, but not saying it didn't, but it is probably probable. Listen, she was here anyway for a private event, a wedding. Since she took part in this rally, did someone else pick up the tab for her travel to Northeast Pennsylvania and her stay here in Northeast Pennsylvania? Because that's usually the way things work. Hey, we'll get a high-profile visitor to your rally at this date. Just pay for travel expenses. And that's how you get a private trip covered under your political action. let's say. But she did surprise people. And what's interesting is you saw Lackawanna County Chairman, Commissioner Chairman, Bill Gaughan there. And he miraculously, I guess, had a turnaround from his illness that prevented him from attending his own commissioner's meeting for Lackawanna County on Tuesday. So Tuesday, he was too sick to do his job and attend the commissioner's meeting. So that had to be postponed, I believe, till tomorrow. But he was fine to stand out in the rain this weekend to partake in the hands-off rally and take pictures with the smiling Nancy. Well, he was smiling, Nancy Pelosi. I hope someone told her where she was, but she was there. And you also had the mayor there as well, giving Nancy a big old hug. And it was interesting because you had the mayor of Scranton holding a sign. There's a big picture of her with the hands-off unions sign for this hands-off2025.com. What's interesting with that sign is it took the mayor of Scranton nearly 3 years to finally appoint a fire department retiree to the pension board, all while having that name submitted and in hand for over 2 years now. With advocates like that for unions, who needs enemies? These people are so full of crap, it's unbelievable. Here she is holding the sign, oh, hands off our unions, but yet I was giving it to the union fire pension board for almost 3 years by holding up this name. And it's interesting because she had this name in hand. This name was submitted. But now, is there sights for a bigger office on the horizon? And maybe she needs to get it done. So just this past week, I know at the Tuesday, this past Tuesday city council meeting for Scranton, they did announce that that appointment was made. And I did confirm that that appointment was made. But that hand, the very person who was appointed, that name has been in the mayor's hands for over 2 years. And yet she left the fire department pension board, which has two, I believe, retiree seats on it, vacant for over 2 years, almost 3 years. So it's interesting and ironic that she stands out there smiling away with her hands off our union sign when she digs it to our unions here in her own city day in and day out. And there's a ton more stories when it goes to that. But this is just the most recent because, like I said, at the past Tuesday City Scranton City Council meeting, that appointment was announced that it was finally made. And I did reach out and find out that that appointment was indeed made almost 3 years too late. Maybe we'll get an answer there. So you had this organization, and there was a few people there. I'm looking at the pictures now, and the Times Tribune covered it. They were there. Our local news agencies were there. I was watching some of the reels from WNEP and WBRE, some of the newspapers. It basically looks like a bunch of old white people. There's no young people, no people of color, no people that they say they're there to proclaim. So it's interesting. But, you know, the demographics of Scranton being what it is, or this area being what it is, it was interesting to see the crowd, though. Lack of young people. Lack of minorities, anybody of color. So it's interesting that. And this was put on by Action Together NEPA. We talked about them, and I just happen to have their most recent tax returns in front of me. Now, Action Together NEPA spends 77.05% of their total money they take in on salaries and benefits. So are they really for NEPA, or really for action in NEPA, or are they really a self-sustaining 501c4 group that basically funds themselves? 77.05% off the most recent 2023 tax return. Now, there's two groups here. There's In This Together NEPA. Now, the president of In This Together NEPA, which is a 501c3, the president for In This Together is the spokesperson for Action Together NEPA. And then I see here that there was almost $140,000 transfer from one group to the other group. So there's a lot of intermingling of funds and employees, and a president of this group is a spokesperson for this group. Now, their CEO makes about $80,000, their CEO president, but other, it just says salaries and compensation is was $314,000 during this tax return and $420,000 the year before. So they went down because they also took in a lot less money. They took in $711,000, almost $712,000 in 2022. And in 2023, took in $450,000. Be interesting to see what their 2024 tax returns say. Also, this In This Together, which is the 501c3 arm, and they are intermingled because they do even say on their tax return that they work together. Question number 34 on Section 4 of their Tax 990 says, was the organization related to any tax-exempt or taxable entity? If yes, complete Schedule R. And they did pull, yes, and they did show this in Schedule R that In This Together is basically intertwined with them. Now, In This Together, NEPA, hasn't filed a tax return since 2022. They do not have a 2023 on file as per the IRS database. Now, that might not just be updated, but the Action Together NEPA's was in there. In This Together, the last tax return they have on file, the last and only tax return they have on file is from 2022. So it would be interesting to follow up on that, something we're keeping an eye on. But they had these types of rallies around the nation. There were not many people there, especially, I mean, I know it was a rainy day, but, and I know the former speaker was a surprise guest, obviously. Some local officials kind of had a heads up that they were coming because they were ready for it. But really not a big turnout for as much hardship as they're trying to say that people are suffering from. And it's interesting. I saw an article today of John Fetterman saying that he voted against cuts for Medicare, Social Security, and this in the Senate budget. But if you read through the article, there were actually no cuts to those programs. There were reductions in fraud, waste, and mismanagement, but there are no specified cuts. So they're running with this cutting Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, you hear the commercials here between the breaks. And they're taking full advantage of that. I think it's going to transition. It has already transitioned because of this tariff situation. The last time I looked, I checked at 2 o'clock and two of the markets were actually up for the day. And again, that's just the day. They are down. Now they are all down. The Dow Jones is down 426. The NASDAQ is down 2.25. And the Standard & Poor's down 21.83. That's just as of now. Google's up a little bit. Amazon is up a little bit. Boeing's up. GE's up. The rest are showing where it is. There's going to be rocky times. It's simple as that. And I saw the video that the Chinese embassy put out of Ronald Reagan talking about tariffs back in 1987. And I did a little search on the Chinese GDP back then. There basically was nothing to tariff. Excuse me there. There was basically nothing to tariff in China in 1987. They really didn't start spiking any growth in their economy. Let me see. I posted it on my Facebook so you could see it there, the graph that goes back from 1980. Basically, China really started surpassing $1 trillion in 2000. And now they're up into the $14, $15 trillion range. But back in 1987, when Ronald Reagan made that video, which is being taken out of context about tariffs with China, they were $0.3 trillion in the GDP. So they basically had nothing to tariff back then. If you recall, it was George Bush who kind of, and then Clinton, who stabilized opening up China as a trade partner. And that's where we are now. So it's interesting that, again, China being China is doing the same thing that a lot of Democrats do. Take something out of context, put it out there, and most people just swallow it up and go, see, even China's chastising us. Well, if you're taking propaganda from China, well, you might be a Democrat. So look at it there. And of course, we're going to see this tariff nightmare. And the whole point is, listen, other nations, other countries, for political reason and people who will gain from a short-term turnaround if this tariff discussion gets reversed real quick. Those are the ones pushing this the hardest. That's who would like this to go away. And you have to ask yourself why. Is it difficult? Now, I looked at my 401k and my IRA today because I wanted to get a grasp on where we're talking. But listen, no one is comfortable with what's happening with the market. No one's comfortable with the losses that we've seen over the past week. But looking at my, and I'm in Vanguard, you know, spread out funds, that standard that anyone could get through any agency they go to, I'm up 9% for a 12-month period. So that's not the 16, 17, 18% that it could have been, but it's still up 9% for 12 months. Now, in the three-month range, it's down. But when you spread that out to a year, I am still up 9%. Let this play its course. If they've already seen Americans panicking. They've already seen the media panicking. They've already seen the conflict between the parties fighting amongst these things. If America stands united when it comes to these tariffs, and we've played you clips from Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, stating the same exact things on tariffs, that this needed to be done then, but no one had the fortitude to do it. Well, now's the time to do it, and now's the time to see it through. Now, it's going to need adjusting. It's going to need to work. And like I said, you have to give 6 months. You have to give a few months here. We're only starting the fourth month of this administration, but yet everybody's running around like the sky's falling. And it's truly not. Like I said, I look back at a 12-month look. It's a positive 9%. That's just my, you know, blended 70-30 split Vanguard fund. I couldn't even tell you which one it was. There's a bunch of them. Dozens of them, actually. So we'll recover. That's just a year. So short-term losses, and you're investing still if you're in a 401k or IRA, your money's still getting taken out of your paycheck. You're still submitting it yourself, and it's still buying things low now. You're buying more of what you would normally buy anyway. And it's going to go back up because the history of the markets show that they always do. Now, there was a 10-year period in 2000. Is it going to last that long? I doubt it. Look at the history of the market. So, we'll see. And we're in it together, right? It's 324 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Texas says, why are you talking about that rally and giving it attention? Well, I'm focusing on what was behind the rally, who was behind the rally, what they really do with the groups that are behind the rally, fund themselves, and idiots show up and with their hand, get handed their pre-handed signs and wave them up and down. So, yeah. We do talk about what happens in our area, if you like it or not. And when you get your own show and you grow up, you can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But it's what's going on in our area. And yes, I'm going to continue to highlight the organizations who say they're for the little people in our area. NEPA, In This Together, Action Together, but actually just support themselves with pretty hefty salaries for our area. Spend 77% of what they take in. Over $500,000, by the way. 77% of that, over 77%, goes to their own salaries and benefits. So you have to wonder, are they in this together? Or are they in it for themselves? So I think that is worth talking about. Plus the behind-the-scenes political nonsense of our Scranton mayor starting to branch out a little bit and have her minions plant stories and start her op-eds before she even announces, when no one just asks her. Hey, is it simple? If you get elected mayor of Scranton, do you plan on fulfilling that term? It's a simple yes or no answer.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
But no one will ask it. This, our county prison's here. The county is poised to award a contract to restore a prison GED program. Now, I like this program. I like this idea. And the more I looked into it, the more I like it. Because it's not paid for by you or I. It's not paid for by tax dollars. It's not paid for by anything. This was an existing program that went by the wayside because of COVID. And it's a little over $200,000, I believe. A $200,000 contract, just over $200,000 for this outreach service to help those incarcerated in prison get a GED, because there is proven data that those who have a GED or continue education on any front, be it a GED or a secondary education, I know some prisons that actually do community college work while they're in prison. This is paid for by the commissary dollars that the prisoners themselves, the family, can deposit money into the commissary funds for each prisoner, and they purchase things for themselves. They purchase snacks, chips, whatever it is that's in there. And that money will cover the cost of this GED program. Reading through it, there's one part, and I don't know how successful it would be, but I think it's worth trying. The cost of educating prisoners, get them their GED. And there is data that shows that if they do successfully get their GED, you know, it shows they can apply themselves. It shows they're going to attempt to learn to get their GED. I would like to see some sort of agreement to where if they are arrested again, they have to pay restitution for that education. Now, again, if you're in the criminal life, you don't care about restitution for a GED. I get that. And GEDs for younger people, GEDs for kids, high school education for kids is a guarantee, but not for adults. And I would like to see, and I don't know the legality, some sort of extra obstacle for them to commit another crime. So not only will you get arrested and get sentenced again if you commit another crime, but you will have to pay back whatever it is. I mean, how much can a GED? It doesn't say how many prisoners they plan on hosting for the $200,000. But I would like to see a judge be able to say, hey, the last time you were incarcerated, you signed an agreement to get your GED. You got your GED. Unfortunately, you fell back into the criminal life, so not only do you serve this sentence, but you will be, you know, X amount of dollars in restitution for that GED because you failed to uphold the commitment that you signed in regards to that. I don't know how successful it would be, but anything we could do to stop recidivism, anything we could do to help be proactive to prevent them from committing another crime. And again, most people, it probably won't matter. If you're in the criminal life, you do not care. You are going to commit crimes regardless of the consequences. If it stops just 5%, if it stops 1%, you know, maybe it's worth it. I mean, you're not going to collect the money from someone who doesn't have it regardless. But if that preventative measure says, hey, you know, I'm on the right track, I have a GED, I can get a job, let's try to walk the straight and narrow. Again, if it helps 1%, I think it's worth it. But I like this program. I think it's a good use of the time, the resources, and again, being paid for by commissary dollars and not the taxpayer. It's a win-win for everybody. It's 3:34 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So the demand now for these viral torpedo bats has sent a Pennsylvania factory into overdrive. Now, I did not know. I had this explained to me by a friend who was very knowledgeable in baseball, played college ball, was involved in the process, also plays golf. So what he explained to me is when you go to a golf store to have your golf clubs fitted, making sure you have the right golf clubs, the right grip, the right length, the right weight, whatever. I don't play golf, so I'm really not going to get too in-depth into technical. But it's basically the same, it's been explained to me, as fitting yourself for golf clubs, where they custom make you your golf clubs so they you have a perfect swing, so you have a better swing, so that you're better at your game, giving you all the advantages. It's not winning anything for you. You're still doing all the work. It just fits the golf club to you, the way you swing your hand. Puts the sweet spot, the angle, everything in the right place. This sort of does the same thing. They take a scan of your swing. They take your strong points, your weak points, and they develop this bat within the specs and regulations of the Major League Baseball to develop this bat. That's all this is. It's basically fitting the bat to you. But I did not know that the most used right now are made right here in the King of Prussia. And it's not just Major League Baseball. A 70-year-old man who plays in the area Senior Hardball League popped into Victus Sports this week because he needed bats for a new season. He had just had some to take some cuts with the baseball's latest fad and see for himself if there was really some wizardry behind the new torpedo bat. He picked up a custom-designed Volpe 11-TDP Pro Reserve Maple and took his hacks, just like the Major League Baseball stars, and Victus customers Anthony Volpe, Bryson Scott, would be inside the company's batting cage to track the ball's path and virtual Citizens Bank Park in the computer screen. Most big leaguers use the often indistinguishable feel as a qualifier for how they select the bat. So these things are made here. After a dozen swings in the cage, there he said this balance was better. The ball sounded more crisp off the bat. The left-handed hitter ordered on the spot four custom-crafted torpedo bats at $150 a pop. This is a 70-year-old guy who's in a senior league who just dropped $600 for four bats. The litmus test that I used was I could see where the marks on the ball were. He said the swings were hitting the thickness of the torpedo bat as opposed to the end of the bat. More than just all-stars want a crack at the torpedo, a striking design of which wood is moved lower down the barrel after the label and shapes of the end, like a bowling pin. That's basically the best way to describe it, like a bowling pin. But the fact that they are made right here in King of Prussia is a big hit for us here. Victus Sports, known as much of their vibrant bats painted as pencils, the Philly fanatic dressed as the King's Guard, had three employees at the game, and they started a text thread where they hinted to those back home that perhaps more than home runs were taking off. Business was about to boom, too. They are. They spent most of the last 14 years trying to help shape the future of baseball. The company founders just never imagined that shape would resemble a bowling pin. It was the most talked about thing bats were never experienced, Victus co-founder Jared Smith said. Now they have more work than they know what to do with. This week alone, hundreds of torpedo bats. Crazy, but the torpedo-looking hunk of lumber generated about as much interest last season in baseball as a 200-hitter. These have been out for a while. They just haven't been widely used. Now they're gaining popularity, and the supply and demand is there. On a good day, Victus makes about 600 to 700 bats. With the influx of pro orders, the company estimated at least half of every year's starting lineup used Victus bats, sent the production into overdrive. So good for our company. Now they're trying to put out 1,000 bats a day. So good news for a Pennsylvania company. And I really don't care about baseball or the bats, but I like to see Pennsylvania companies, especially, you know, they've been making them for a while. Last year, you know, they were out there. Very few used them, but now they've gotten notoriety and now everybody wants one. There's your supply and demand. So good deal for a Pennsylvania company here. Hopefully they expand and it continues. I like baseball. Could use a shot. Be interesting to see. We're going to talk about our home opener here, if anyone uses them. It's 3:44 here at WILK. Oh, time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for PA Party Rentals. For your holiday party planning, get a $200 gift certificate for only $100. Tables, chairs, tents, linens, and more. Delivery and setup. Multiple rentals at a discounted price. Visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio on this Monday, April 7th. I see that President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, are speaking right now, having a impromptu press conference in the Oval Office. Anytime the press is in the Oval Office, it turns into a press conference. It looks like that's what's going on right now. So we'll see what's happening there. There is a site called Trueflation, that kind of takes all the different metrics to give you the true aspect of inflation. And they're saying inflation, Trueflation says inflation is currently at 1.22%. Took just 76 days to bring that right down to the under 2% mark. And that is where economists like to see inflation. Anything under 2% is considered normal. So Trueflation is saying that the current inflation is at 1.22%, which is a good mark. So not all bad news. And after Americans dealt with inflation, record inflation for the past 4 years, let's see this one through. Let's see what goes through here. China, and this should tell you more than you need to know, but China is accusing the U.S. of protectionism and economic bullying with tariffs. Yes, you're damn right, China. That's exactly what we're doing. We're going to protect the American economy. We're going to protect the American worker. And if we need to bully world economies to get back to putting us first, then that's what we're going to need to do. And it's not difficult. Any nation that's hurt by these tariffs can simply reach out, and they say over 50 have already, to say, let's come to an agreement. Let's come to an agreement to where we're not going to tariff these goods for you. You don't tariff our goods for there's too much information out there, and there's too much at stake for this to be a political fight. Because this is the same exact things that Democrats wanted to do over the past decades. But politics have transfused everything. Now, they're simply us versus them, and it may be the way it's going to be for a long time until an outside entity physically attacks us and we're fighting for our lives, and then we have to find our common ground. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but it may. But when China is accusing us of protectionism and economic bullying, that's a good thing. It's 3:50 here at WILK. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So it's time for the home opener here, the Rail Riders. PNC unveils renovations for the Rail Riders opening day. Debuts its renovations Tuesday as Rail Riders play their home opener. Anyone going to the game tomorrow? You going to be out there? Baseball is back in PNC Field this week. We got a magnetic schedule, so you know when to come back. We always end opening night with fireworks. Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders Director of Communications, Adam Marco, said. Says, months of preparations go into getting ready for the season. Listen, we have a really good asset here in that ballpark. I have friends who are diehard Yankees fans come here. They love the access they have, how close you can get to the players. Our field is very intimate when it comes to player-fan relationships. And the type of player we get here from the Yankees is truly outrageous. You know, they'll come here, and again, one of my friends is you know, a diehard Yankee fan. And he'll point out players and like, yeah, this player is going to be gone to the big boys soon. This player is going to be up to, you know, to the Bronx. This player is going to the Bronx. This guy's coming back here for rehab. This has this has that. But it's always a good time. Couple different food vendors. Primo Hoagies is going to be there this time. You always got the staples that we have for our areas. And it's just a good day. I mean, the outfield with the for the kids, the mound back there where you could sit and watch and play, or the field itself. You got the boxes upstairs. You got the it's really a great atmosphere. We do not lack. And again, coming from a major metropolitan area, I've been here 21 years. The amount of venues that we have that are perfect for our area, be it the arena in Wilkes-Barre, be it the Masonic Temple in Scranton, the ski mountains and ski resorts, both at Elk and Montage, the Rail Riders, the Concert Pavilion. We truly have gems here that make this area a truly entertaining place to be. But it's going to be a good time. So I want to see if anyone's going there. Has anyone seen the renovations yet? I saw some video of the new they had to meet minor league baseball criteria for a lot of things, including the changing areas, the locker rooms, the rehab facilities, expanded clubhouse staff requirements, created space for both men and women working in the sport of baseball right now. I believe they have both men and women's umpire rooms, I think I saw. There are new LED lights, which Marco said it's easier to track the ball. It's not just the lights that are pointing down, the old version. There are lights up that help lift the bottom of the ball. Essentially, there's a fewer shadows, which I'm sure our outfielders and even infielders will take. Now, let me see. Some new food items like maple black pepper bacon burger and Texas chicken melt. Change things up. Some classics as well, says the chef, Joseph Jackson. Rail Riders started their season on the road. Yankees AAA team plays at 6:35 tomorrow against the Rochester Red Wings. It's the first of 75 home games this season. Make sure you check them out. And listen, if you have people from out of town that are baseball fans, get them to our stadium here. It's impressive. I've been to quite a few. Matter of fact, I've been to more minor league stadiums in this nation than I have major league stadiums. The only time I've been to major league stadiums for baseball is when I was working them with either the Mets or the Yankees during their World Series or playoff bids. And even then, I tried to stay outside because that's where I wanted to be. I'm just not a I enjoy going to a minor league baseball game. I enjoy being a spectator and the experience, but I'm not just a big baseball fan at all. Which is interesting because I remember going to my grandfather's house and he would always have it on the TV, and diehard Yankees fan, just never did anything for me. So it was not – I enjoy playing. I played softball leagues and such like that. It just was never a thing. But I do enjoy – you know, we used to take my girls and my kids to the Rail Riders games. As a matter of fact, my daughter caught – oh, what is it? Who was it? Who was the one that was married to Jennifer Lopez? Caught his last foul ball. I forget his name. It'll come to me. Somebody will text it in. Whoever was dating Jennifer Lopez. Caught his one of his last foul balls at our stadium here. And we have it home somewhere. Probably tucked away in one of their shelves or something, somewhere or other than that. But it's always a good time. And again, if you have family or friends come in from out of town, it's not a very, you know, it's an inexpensive day. It's a good day, especially something like this. It'll be a little chilly. Fireworks are always good. My wife tried to stay away from the early games because she's not a I-want-to-be-chilly type person. She likes the warmer, hot weather. And then complain it's too hot, right? I'm sitting in the sun. But it's just a good time. And if you have little ones that haven't experienced a minor league baseball game, get them out there. Even if you don't enjoy baseball like myself, it was important for me to take my family, my kids there, have a day at the ballpark and have that experience. And to this day, we still enjoy when they all come in. You know, I'm looking forward to it now to take my grandson and the older kids there and have that experience. We have a good area here for that. So make sure you check it out and support our team. It's coming up on 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.